Good. Hey, we got one more charge left. Anybody want to do some shooting up here? How about you, big man? Come on up here. Okay, same instructions, just point, aim, and shoot. There you go. That's the stuff. I like the intensity. Eye of the tiger. Good. You're holding 50,000 volts, little man. Don't be afraid to ride the lightning.
No! No! In the face! In the face!
No!
Oh, he's still up! He's still up! All right, everybody relax. Take it easy.
Copy. This is not an exercise.
DJ Gower.
Wait a minute!
DJ Matador.
Suck my white ass ball!
Rhyme.
And reason.
You lift the fuse.
episode 308, Nuked in the Face.
That's right, folks. Coming at you like a hydrogen bomb. Just gonna fucking...
Yeah,
the whole brain cell.
The chances of a nuclear bomb falling on us are increasing by the week. Pretty crazy.
On somebody somewhere.
Yep, exactly. And yeah, man, got a bunch of 80s songs on this one. We've been trying to record all weekend.
Nice. A little Disco Ninja in ham, you know.
Had one of those for breakfast.
Multiple colors on it is kind of similar to what you might see during the course of a nuclear explosion, I would assume. Like,
I don't think you'd see shit.
The pretty lights.
So luckily the blast radius is 60 miles. Chico will be fine if Zach gets nuked.
No.
You're done.
Yeah, I'm sure there's I don't know, there's no like military installations or anything out that way for quite a ways, so you should be fine.
There you go. And what we had opening the show, a little DRI. Because the radiation shit is no joke, man.
Right? You know, I mean, it's like fucking Chernobyl, you know?
Yeah, they bombed
like,
Chernobyl.
They almost fucking melted it down again.
I know. And I heard they also bombed a nuclear power plant, and it's just leaking everywhere.
Well, I thought it was Chernobyl.
Oh, maybe it was. Who knows?
No, but I think you're right. I think it was the other one that they tried to take over that was like an energy plant. It was actually active.
So crazy, man. Talk about a horrible death, dude.
Well, I mean...
Radiation poisoning to like cancer to...
And what's the weirdest part about that is that aside from nuclear energy in and of itself, like... The waste that's created from nuclear energy is what's toxic, right? Or nuclear?
It's too sketchy for me.
Catastrophic.
Yep.
But it is by far and away the cleanest source of energy,
unless they drop a bomb on it. Unless they drop a bomb on it.
Well, yeah, but I mean, therein lies the problem, right? Like, it is a giant bomb.
Yeah.
Right. But at the same time, like. If someone is using it to make energy, like that's, I mean.
Yep. One thing I learned.
Far and away, the best way to get energy to the masses.
I worked with a guy who worked at a nuclear power plant for 30 years. The first sign of extreme radiation poisoning is crapping blood. To, like, you just shit yourself to death. Explosive diarrhea. Bloody diarrhea.
And you just can't stop.
And then you're dead.
Literally shit your guts out.
12 years later, we're still struggling to make this thing.
We are like nuclear radiation diarrhea for your ears.
That's right. And yeah, man, we got a bunch of 80s songs, which is hilarious. I didn't know there was that many.
That was
out
like
there.
The Cold War era. Like,
yeah.
Nukes and.
Yo, you know. It's like Depeche Mode,
anti-Russian tracks,
Genesis, David Bowie, some Rage, some Sting. In the background, Drop a Bomb on Me.
You fucking bomb on me, baby.
We deserve to be bombed in the face. American scumbags, drinking our beers and working.
I was thinking about that today, like walking into Target, right? And there was like this big ass sign, right, when you walk in the door. It was like some promotional ad for the Starbucks that they have inside of every Target, right? And it was like, get some me time in, you know, and like buy our coffee for like $7. Me time.
Yep.
And right as I'm like seeing this sign, I see this guy like walking out with his like latte frappuccino, whatever, right? Like, and he's like slurping on it on his phone and he's getting his me time in, right?
Yeah.
And I'm like, this is the fucking problem. Like, if these people were immediately teleported to the fucking Ukraine, They would be the last motherfuckers to pick up a gun. They'd be the last motherfuckers to, like, stand their ground. They'd just be like, oh, I'm fucking out. They'd be the one of the millions of people that got the fuck out, right?
Yup.
But how bad, like, honestly, like, the stories that will be written in the future, like, yeah, you might be badass, but you're not, like, Ukrainian fucking, like, 19-year-old that has zero training that made Molotov cocktails in his basement with his grandma and has, like, a hunting rifle and killed 35 Russians, badass.
No kidding. Like,
you know what I mean?
Yeah, I also think the coverage of the war has just sucked me in, and I was...
like, you know, cast iron pan as a flak jacket.
We'll be doing a Mad at Our Confession in the next talking segment. But yeah, just the,
yeah, we got a Mad at Our Confession.
I don't want to do it yet.
we'll blow you.
Fucking mind. But yeah, just like the whole coverage of the thing, and like it's on your smartphone, and like it's on TV constantly, you know.
Hey, I mean, the Russia-Ukraine war killed COVID, so.
And the World War III potential. Kim Jong-un's fire in the ICBMs at near Japan. It's like, holy hell. Just crazy. Anyway, we're going to play some more music now. Thanks for listening.
A little smoke break there, you know.
Oh, that hurt. Here we go. Bomb the Russians. Rhyme.
And mushroom clouds of treason.
We'll be right back. I'm sad, man.
Boy, them boys, them know up to par. I just show up, go up to the stage and blow up the spot.
There ain't no boy who can do what I do. Boy, I'm a star. Boy, I told you, boy, I'm a soldier, boy, I'm Deshaun. Holding in this bitch, I'm the proof, boy, you're a fraud. I destroy you, boy, fuck around and blow you to side. Oh my God, boy, you didn't go to, no, you did not. I got a whole storyboard for you, boy, you're the plot. You're getting got, whether you try to avoid it or not. Apology, not accepted, boy, Detroit is a rock. We get the beef and ain't no telling at what point it'll stop. All I got to do is point to the spot. When a bomb drops, boy, does it drop. But when it does, boy, there's a problem.
Drop the bomb on him. Please don't drop the bomb on me. Shady, please don't drop the bomb on me.
Drop the bomb on him.
I don't want no doggone beef, you see. Ain't no reason to sick the dogs on me.
Drop the bomb on him.
Please don't drop the bomb on me. Shady, please don't drop the bomb on me.
Drop the bomb on him.
I don't want no doggone beef, you see. Ain't no reason to sick the dogs on me.
Boy, don't jinx yourself, boy. I'm Michael Spinks with the bell. String a bell, boy. My name rings bells for itself. I'm sick as hell, boy. You better run and tell someone else. Bringing hell, boy. Singing telegrams to get down. And said that boy on them sedative meds who said he was better. I bet he never seen Freddy in a black and red little sweater. Back better than ever. The cheddar shredder, the grater, the beef grinder. I'll settle vendettas a little later. Giving haters incubators. Think you made a mistake by saying Shady was ghost. I ain't even close to the gate. You got one foot in the grave to stay put and behave. I'm about to turn this fucking place to bay root in the day. So hey, wouldn't you say I'm the shit? Couldn't agree with you more if you were to say that my fucking shit doesn't stink. Shady fucking aftermath, boy, the ship doesn't sink. It just floats in the fucking water till we fill up the tank.
Drop the bomb on him.
Please don't drop the bomb on me. Shady, please don't drop the bomb on me.
Drop the bomb on him.
I don't want no doggone beef, you see. Ain't no reason to sick the dogs on me.
Drop the bomb on him.
Please don't drop the bomb on me. Shady, please don't drop the bomb on me.
Drop the bomb on him.
I don't want no doggone beef, you see. Ain't no reason to sick the dogs on me.
Underground, underground, when I stop the ground. Like a million elephants, a silverback orangutan. You can't stop a train. Who wants up? Don't come unprepared. I'll be there, but when I leave there, better be a household name. Brother man telling us it ain't gonna rain. So now we sitting in a drop top soaking wet. In a silk suit, trying not to sweat. Hit summer sauce without the net. But this be the year that we won't forget. 1999. Anything goes. Be what you wanna be. Long as you know consequences are given for living defenses. Too hot to jump in jail. Too low to dig, I might just touch hell. Hot, get a life, now they on sale. Then I might catch you a spell. Look at what came. In the mail, I'm scared as an arm and hammer. Sobo grill and a baby mama. Black hair lacking a pack of pounds. Lack of questions with no answers. Cure for cancer, cure for AIDS. Make a nigga wanna stay on tour for days. Get back home, things are wrong. When not really, it was bad all along. Before you left ass up to a ball of power. Thoughts at 1,000 miles per hour. Hello ghetto, let your brain breathe. Believe there's always more.
Microphone like that, there boy, it would still stay street. Big things happen every time we meet. Like a track team, crack team, dying to geek. Outcasts bumping up and down the street. Slam back, Cadillac, by five niggas, dig 75 MCs, freestyling to the beat. Cause we get crunk, stay drunk at the club. Should've bought an ounce, but you caught the dub. Should've held back, but you told the punch. Want to meet you good, but you packed the lunch. No D to the U to the G for you. Got a son on the way by the name of Bamboo. Got a little baby girl, 4 year Jordan. Never turn my back on my kids for them. Should've hit it, quit it, rag top. Before you re-up, get a laptop. Make a bending for yourself, boy, set some goals. Make a fat dime out of dusty coal. Record number four, but we on the roll. Hold up, slow up, stop, control. Like Janet, planet, stake on the Azonia. Moving like floor, come straight to Florida. Lock all your windows, then block the quarters. Put it up on bail, cause the weapons in order. Like a three-piece bitch before I cut your daughter. Your kettle talk on bail, then I hit the border. Pity pat rapper trying to get the five. I'm a microphone fiend trying to stay alive. When you come to ATL, boy, you bet not high. Cause the Dungeon Family gon' ride.
Yeah. sons of the Soviets. Mr. Khrushchev said we will bury you. I don't subscribe to this point of view. It would be such an ignorant thing to do. If the Russians love their children too, how can I say?
Episode 308 coming at you. This is Nukes in the Face.
Yeah, man. I mean, could you imagine being fucking like Einstein or something, you know? Like, and creating this amazing source of knowledge for humanity and having to be like, cool, that'll blow up a ton of shit.
Yeah. That'll wipe out a whole population. Amazing.
You're like, no. That's not what I'm trying to do here, bro. That's cool, man. That's cool. But you did it. And now that you've done it, we gonna do this.
Yep. That's the way it's going. We got to make a Matador confession.
What? Already?
Matador confession. Need the theme.
Matador's confession. Matador's confession. Matador's confession. Oh, no, 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 fucking ass.
So why do we care about the Ukraine, but we didn't give a fuck about Iraq? We were bombing them for 20 years. Maybe I did. I just forgot. Is it because they're white? Like, why do I... Or is it just because it's, like, the first month, or... You know what I mean? I feel bad.
You're asking me the question.
I'm asking myself the question, and, like, everyone's, like, all watching the videos, watching the things. I think we were just so burned out on just bombing the fuck out of, you know, or the Afghanistan war. It's like...
But here's the difference.
Because they're free and stuff?
Those were wars that we were involved in.
Yeah. Is that what it is?
We were on a side. We didn't get to pick a side. We're like, yeah, that's our side. Yeah, fuck those guys. Right?
There you go. Yeah, I just feel bad that I'm like, don't give a shit, you know? Or never gave a shit.
I mean, I know for a fact, like, during the initial, like, you know, Gulf Storm or whatever, Desert Storm and Gulf War, like, when we were young, impressionable teenagers, like, I was all for, like, what the fuck are we doing? Like, we're doing this for corporate interests and for oil reserves and for
America.
Because we put a proxy fucking guy in place and he's losing his shit, going batshit crazy, killing fucking people. And now we gotta, like, take out our own guy that we put in there, you know? Like, the geopolitical bullshit of it all, right? And, like, here's the thing, like, you can talk all the shit you want, but, like, Putin's an evil genius in a lot of ways. He's like, yo, let's straighten the course just enough so that we can be a part of NATO, and then, like, maybe even stay the line well enough to be elected into a power position within NATO, like, being one of the top countries that has a right to a veto. And then, once we know all the insider knowledge, we're going to use that to our advantage to grow our nation. All these nations that aren't in fucking NATO, fuck you, we're coming for you.
Yep. Some crazy shit.
Guess
man.
What? NATO can't do shit. And guess what? If they could do shit, veto! Because we're president of the UN.
Crazy times we're living in. I always harken back to Rocky IV. Or it's, you know... Fucking Red Dawn. Red Dawn. Just Red Dawn it up in the woods of Chico.
I was thinking more like Spies Like Us.
There you go.
Chevy Chase. Bill Murray. Great movie.
It's a classic indeed. And yeah, man, I actually get to hang out with this guy next weekend.
It's going to be fucking epic.
Jimmy the Saint's getting married.
We sit in like water ocean front fucking vacation rental, like, oh, literal, yeah. Like the beach goes all the way to the door.
Nice.
That's gonna be fucking cool, man.
It is for sure.
I don't think I've ever stayed at a place that I could just like open a door and step onto the beach.
I have many times. Like,
I don't live shit. Such a privileged life.
like a yuppie piece of shit.
I'm a fucking loser with a loser job. Fucking loser life.
Totally, bro.
fucking Drew, man.
Yeah. Trying to find a new house is next to impossible.
It's fucking humbling, man. I'll tell you, in the state of California, they fucking get you, man.
Yeah.
You want to go live on like 5 acres that like your grandparents bought in like the gold rush, and like build your own building on it, and like, yeah, that'll be like $700,000.
And you have to install solar panels.
And you need 9,000 permits.
Yep.
And you're like, what the fuck, dude? Like, we've had this property our entire life. Like,
yeah, I'm not surprised.
The entire state. And they're like, yeah, no.
Yeah.
New build.
The bureaucracy of all of it. It sucks.
Yeah, man.
We also have a friend who's a real estate agent, and just her stories are like, holy shit, man.
Yeah, the shit that they, you know, I mean, back in the day, like in the '90s bubble, like early 2000s bubble up to 2008, right? Because it was like '98 to 2008 that the market went like, bow! Crazy, right? Before it popped. And the thing was that everybody was giving everybody slices of the pie, right? So they're just like, oh, I'll pay you $50 to process this piece of paper because I don't have the time to do it, right? Or like, I'll pay you $50 to put what the current rate is for today on a sign out front. And every person that comes in that says they saw the sign, I'll give you $50.
Like, yeah.
You know, all those people became fucking millionaires.
I know.
Just and then dipped out, right? And they were like, I don't know, I mean, I was just doing a job.
Yep. And that's timing is everything. Anyway, we're going to play some more music. Here it comes. Don't Get Nuked in the Face. Rhyme.
And The Reactor of Treason. We'll be right back.
Well, feel the funk blast.
Thank you.
strong for stupid fuckface. I'll show you motherfuckers. That's the way it is.
Make sure I keep thinking World War III. I got a mile of numbers and a ton of stats. A warhead's a billion shot is a warhead. I don't even worry about crime anymore. So many goddamn scared faces. I keep thinking of Russia.
Episode 308. This is Nuked in the Face. The low battery light is flashing on the board.
Now, had the board been run off of nuclear energy, 1/1,000,000th of 1% of the environmental impact of all the batteries that we've had to put into this fucking thing over 12 years, the amount of energy created would probably power that board for like 7 generations.
There you go. Anyway, we're closing out the show. Thanks for listening if you did. Going to close it out with a little Tom Lehrer and some Genesis. Yeah.
Yeah.
Going old school.
I just brought up Genesis last night at a dinner party because someone was talking about seeing, I think they said, they said that they saw Phil Collins, right? And they were like, saw him in like 2019 or whatever, right before shit ended, and they're like, it's fucking old, man. Like,
of course yeah. He is.
And then like someone else was saying they had seen the Beach Boys, right? And they were like, it was sold as like a Beach Boys concert, right? And you show up and there was like one or two people from the original Beach Boys that were like standing in the back while all these other people were singing their songs. And every once in a while, they'd be like, doo-wop.
Everybody's baby. Trying to keep it going, cashing in at age 78.
They're like rocking chair, like, surfer girl.
I went to a barbecue that was so good. This. There was, I thought it was going to be 4 people, and it was like 20 40. Plus people.
It was raging.
And then it's like, yeah, I just told, like, it was a surprise party for my buddy's fiance or whatever.
Okay.
And then we were like, not told. We were just like in on the, yeah, it'll just be you guys and her. Okay.
Like, you were told, but she's
like, well,
there.
I better go then, like, right? You know what I mean? Yeah. I wasn't trusted with the surprise. It's like, I'm surprised and now I want to leave. Like, immediately. Moms and grandmas, and you know what I mean?
Well,
like,
no,
yeah, just like get me out of here. Wait a minute.
I thought you meant like it was like a fun party, not like a gathering.
Yeah. Anyway, closing out the show. Thanks for listening. This was Nuked in the Face, Rhyme.
And Molecular Structures of Treason.
I always like to end on a positive note, so here is a rousing, uplifting song which is guaranteed to cheer you up. When you attend a funeral, it is sad to think that sooner or later those you love will do the same for you. And you may have thought it tragic, not to mention other adjectives, to think of all the weeping they will do. But don't you worry, no more ashes, no more sackcloth, and an armband made of black cloth will someday nevermore adorn a sleeve. For if the bomb that drops on you gets your friends and neighbors too, there'll be nobody left behind to grieve, and we will all go together when we go. What a comforting fact that is to know. Universal bereavement, an inspiring achievement. Yes, we all will go together when we go. We will all go together when we go. All suffused with an incandescent glow. No one will have the endurance to collect on his insurance. Lloyd's of London will be loaded when they go. We will all fry together when we fry. We'll be French fried potatoes by and by. There will be no more misery when the world is our rotisserie. Yes, we all will fry together when we fry. We will all bake together when we bake. There'll be nobody present at the wake. With complete participation in that grand incineration, nearly 3 billion hunks of well-done steak. We will all char together when we char. And let there be no moaning of the bar. Just sing out a te deum when you see that ICBM, and the party will be come as you are. We will all burn together when we burn. There'll be no need to stand and wait your turn. When it's time for the fallout and St. Peter calls us all out, we'll just drop our agendas and adjourn. We will all go together when we go. Every Hottentot and every Eskimo. When the air becomes Uranus, we will all go simultaneous. Yes, we all will go together when we all go together. Yes, we all will go together when we go.
Goody Two Shoes, Betty by Bo's time again. Good night, honey.
Sweet dreams, dear.
terrible dream. I am parched. That's better. I could use another one of those.
And I just want to say to the Russians that if I could change,
heck of a nurse,
then yous could change. I know how it is when you're getting old, you know, and you start getting aggressive because your dick doesn't work the way it used to.
Duh. Duh.
But just because our dicks don't work doesn't mean we should go back to the way things were.
DJ Gower.
Wait a minute!
DJ Matador.
Suck my white ass, ball!
Rhyme.
And treason.